Good morning. Yeah, good morning. It's 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th, 2026. Here on an overcast morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's damp. Humidity is quite high after yesterday's heat. And the clouds came in and sucked it right down. And the air has cooled, but of course it hasn't dropped any of the moisture. So it's extra humid. It's supposed to rain today. Thunder showers this afternoon, maybe. That'd be good. That'd be good. Somebody's got a barbecue going. I recognize that smell. So I think when I get done today, when I get done with the walk, I think that's the last thing I have to do today. I went to the grocery store yesterday, expecting a normal Friday crowd, you know, not too many people. It was late in the morning, so it wasn't like first thing. I would have been wiser if I had gone then, but wisdom and I, we don't necessarily coincide. What the crows found that they were so noisy about. Morning. Shaped pine. I hadn't seen that before. Tucked away in the back corner of their yard is a ponderosa pine, maybe. Looks like it's been well cared for over the decades. Same to you, buddy. Same to you. I wonder if I'm going to see more crows now. My back is acting up today. Given me complaints. Old man complaints. Hey, weather's changing, my back is killing me. Old age is killing me. Just very, very slowly, one day at a time. So, oddly enough, I've been, the first mile, I couldn't get Roger out of my head for the first mile. I'm not going to talk about what I was thinking, because I don't want to put words to it yet. I don't want to spoiler it for myself. Basically, that's a very selfish output, I suppose. If I don't spoil it for me, then I will stay engaged in the process of making it available to everyone else. Run, squirrel, run. I spent my No Man's Sky time yesterday trying to chase down some S-class ships. I don't know why exactly. It's not like I'm being pressed. I have, at this point, a fleet of S-class fighters, Sentinel fighters. I have two S-class fighters that I built, both of which are better than the best of the Sentinel boats, but the Sentinels will hover. The Sentinels will stop in midair and hover, which is somewhat useful when farming the things I need in order to farm more Sentinel ships. The real advantage of them is scrap value. Their scrap value is huge. Considering the cost, the scrap value is way out of proportion to what they cost to acquire. Where most ships will salvage for, scrap them for parts and cash. Well, goods that I can then sell for cash. But, a typical fighter will go for 3 to 6 million. Sentinel ship will go for 30, 25 to 30. I need to build a fleet of ships to serve the purposes of future exploration, I guess. The name of the game is exploration. Most of the activities are geared toward finding the next system. I'm supposed to be moving toward the center of this galaxy and, in theory, finding another galaxy, I guess, going through a portal. I'm not exactly sure how I'm supposed to do that, but I've been through one already, the tutorial. The end of the tutorial, you go through a portal. I suppose I should look it up. I've been through a black hole. Black hole is... just a long jump to someplace else, I guess. It would be fun to find a corner that hasn't been dis- discovered yet. I find every once in a while I'll stumble on a system where I'm the first one, first contact. And a lot of the planets are still first contact, just because a lot of them are really, they're not any place you want to be. Started working on an actual base for my first base, the first place I set down root. And I don't think I have the pieces. I need to go back to the anomaly and find what building blocks I haven't picked up yet. The thing is, and one of the things I learned building in Skyrim, not Skyrim, Ark Survival, was that a nice looking place is not necessarily very useful. You wind up running all over the place all the time. The same thing is true of the freighter. The freighter is really fun. Building a base in the freighter, it's kind of cool. I need to do a little rearranging. Come on, opponent. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk bust. I had the right idea. T-shirt and shorts. I'm wearing my sweatshirt, my hoodie, and my polo shirt. It's a little too warm. I think it would be a little too cool without it. I'm not moving fast enough to build up a lot of heat. I'm just chugging along, putting in the steps, walking the miles. Oh my God, that's black. Jeez. I just caught a glimpse of the sky off to the south. Holy mackerel. They're not having a nice morning down there, I bet. There's bands of light here. It's not solid, chunky overcast. There's little spots of lighter sky. Still cloud covered, but not black. Holy shit. grass. Mountain grass. It's cool. No dog this morning. No pooch protecting his plot. Oh, God help me, I live in suburbia. And I chose this. Why? Guy across the street just shambling along. That'll be me in 5 years if I can do Boonas. Morning, Rose. Traffic's. Where's this truck going? He's got no blinker. Acted like he was slowing down to get ready to turn. People out moving around. Of course, it's 8 o'clock. It's almost 9 o'clock at this point, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Saturday morning, people taking advantage of the weekend. I'm so disconnected from the world of work, of 9 to 5, of Monday to Friday. The weekends haven't meant anything to me for so long. July 2012. 14 years. Holy cow. Oh, it's two people. That's two people. It's I thought it was, there were so many dogs that I thought for a minute there was a dog sled team, but it's two women, four dogs, stroller. No, three dogs. It just looks like four. There's so goddamn many dogs. We're gonna have to walk around them. Yes. All right, I'm gonna stay on this side of the street. Guys, they don't need me up in their business. There was a little breeze when I started, but it seems to have died down. police. Wonder if he's got his radar pointed up the street looking for spooters. Willow sisters looking willowy. Their long, long tresses hanging down. Oh, bird feeder full of succulents. At least it's not full of mosquitoes. Bird feeder, bird bath. What did I say? Bird feeder. That's a ditch. Cross on the crosswalk. It's the first time I've crossed on it. But it takes me back to my house. Another 2 miles. Recording's still going. Yep. Ah. Back is loosened up a little bit. It's still a little sore, but as long as I don't do anything rash, it'll be all right. And tomorrow's a 3-day. It's Father's Day, so. Yeah, I'm planning on nothing. I don't expect it'll happen, but that's what I'm planning on. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.